Children, August 11th, 1886. Children, first four pages missing. Translated for the benefit of the French and German here in this place. We are seeking to do all we can to benefit the people in Europe. We hear good news from Nîmes, France. They have had in the beginning great opposition, but this is now changed. They thought sometimes they would have to give up the battle and beat a retreat, but they valiantly held to their position, and, thank the Lord, the victory is gained. Elder Bordeaux was invited to preach in one of the churches. He says, "Last night the number of our hearers was more than as large again, owing to my speaking in a popular church in the city last Sunday morning, on the subject of the cross of Christ. I regard this as a victory. I do not know how the absent minister will like it. I was urged by his leading members and elders to fill the vacancy. You had better believe I responded promptly. I was as free as I would have been in my own kitchen. The Lord blessed me as I presented the efficacy of the cross of Christ. Some asked our friends who was the man speaking. One replied, 'The minister who preaches at the tent. You would not go out to hear him. Now you are obliged to hear him.' I received thanks, and God bless you and your work. I announced the meetings in the tent. I thought I should get as much as that for my services. The rumors have gone far and near. But there came a telegram from Russia that our dear brother Conradi is in prison. We know nothing of particulars yet. Brother Whitney has gone to consult the American Council to ascertain what can be done. This American Council is from Maine, Gorham, my own native place. He is very social and accommodating. I hope you will present this case before the church, that all who have faith may pray for the Lord to work in behalf of Brother Conradi, and that God will rebuke the power of Satan. We expect to see more of this work done in such places as Russia, where the truth must go. But I think they can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth." Elder Bordeaux writes on the outside of his envelope, "I am at Professor Gillies. He says Mrs. White can speak in our church. I shall be glad of the privilege of doing so. After the conference in England, shall go to France, and in the great city of Nîmes bear my testimony, if the Lord will. I hope our brethren are praying for the work in Europe. Prayers should go forth as sharp sickles in the harvest field. Oh, that we would, as a people, awake and put on the whole armor of God. I cling by faith to the arm of infinite power. I know that God alone can prepare our way and work with our efforts. We can reach the people only through God. A Paul may plant and Apollos water, but God alone giveth the increase. I try not to carry too heavy a load myself, but to do the work that seems necessary for me to do to the very best of my ability, and leave the result with God. It is God's work. The souls for whom we labor are those for whom Christ has died, and he values these souls more highly than we do. But we can pray and we can work while the day lasts. And if we can at last be counted worthy to enter in through the gates into the city, what happiness and bliss will be ours. If I have a will of my own, I do not know it. I feel that I am not my own, but the property of Jesus Christ. And if I can be a laborer together with God, I should feel that I am highly honored. But we must bring consecration into our daily practical life. We must live a life of consecration. Our will and our way must be yielded to God's will and God's way. We must walk humbly with God. We must, as sons and daughters of God, reach a higher standard. We cannot consent to be merely commonplace professors. The gospel presents before us a high mark. It is a great thing to be a consistent Christian. But let nothing short of this completeness and consistency of character satisfy us. We must draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to us. The Bible must be our standard, its holy principles brought into our lives, else we will fail to develop a religious character. The Father who has given us his own Son expects us to bear much fruit. Each of us has influence and is accountable to God for that influence. We must have personal religion. We must exhibit the beauty of true holiness. And then we carry with us every advancement we have made in this life into the future life. Children, it pays to walk circumspectly with God. Press to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Urge your way against the current of worldlings and busy activities. God bless you in every effort, is the prayer of your mother.